Clover Community School, a nature-centered private elementary school for learners of all abilities, opens this fall a few miles east of downtown Bentonville. As Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich discovered, the school is situated on a working farm.
Pickles, one of two mini donkeys, brays angrily this morning, upset that no one brought sweet orange carrot, a favorite treat. A beehive hums nearby in a lush pasture while chickens cluck and peck, hunting bugs on the grounds of the newly established Clover Community School. A trio of guinea hens stand guard on a fence top, intermittently cackling warnings.
We call this Smiling Goat Farm.
That's Clover Community School co-founder and executive director Kimberly Parker, who is super excited having just closed on the farm this week, which actually is home to a goat that grins. The former attorney searched high and low for the perfect site.
The Little Sugar Creek is over to my left here, and we're surrounded by pasture. And then there is this beautiful farm spot where we are right now with a barn-looking structure, and that's going to be our main classroom.
Sharon Bencha, education director of Clover Community School and lead teacher, has worked in public education for years. Both women have also worked as professional advocates for children with special needs. They say children who learn differently will comprise 80% of Clover School's kindergarten through eighth grade enrolled students.
I've wanted to do this for about 6 years, and maybe 4 years ago, I met Sharon and said, "Would you like to open a school with me?" And she said, "No way. Too much work." So I waited for her because she had all the credentials that we needed. She is special education certified. She's teacher of the year in a couple different states. And we got together just under a year ago and said, let's do it.
Sharon Bencha is author of Clover Community School's Hands-on Nature-Centered Curriculum.
Well, we do have standard curriculum and standard competencies laid out for students grade level wise. We also picture them having unstructured time outside, but at the same time intentional time outside, around gardening, animal care, nature, climate, weather, everything relating to nature and the outdoors. I've been taking some forest schooling classes to learn how to incorporate the forest into our curriculum, with data collection and making meaningful progress, tying academics into the nature world.
Parker says Clover was created specifically for different learners.
Different learners being anything that you envision. A child that can't sit at a desk for 6 hours a day. A child that just needs to be outside more. A child that maybe has some physical handicaps. We want to accommodate all students here at Clover.
Now, students with disabilities in public schools receive IEPs, individualized education plans.
We're calling it an individualized learning plan. In the beginning, they will have what's called an individual transition plan to transition them to a different looking school. A lot of our kids are coming from homeschools or public schools, things like that. So we want to have a transition plan that will transition into their learning plan.
Sharon Bencha will write the ILPs. And children, Parker says, will learn math while digging a garden, history while exploring this historic parcel of land, and science while feeding the chickens, organized into multi-age classes.
So it will be based on our kids' needs. So some of our kids will work together on academics, and they'll move in and out of groups because we have some children with high academics, some children with low academics. Some children just need help with their social and behavioral skills, so we'll mix them all together.
Speaking of, several chickens amble up, hoping for a handout. This flock will soon get names and lots of treats from the children come fall as students amble about experiencing an education through place-based learning, Parker says.
We have some kids who have a hard time with executive function. And what that looks like in the classroom is they can't follow a schedule. They don't know how to run a binder. They know they have homework, but they can't really appreciate when it's due and how to schedule for it and plan for it. So we feel sometimes it's too far in the future for them, or they don't have a good payoff at the end. So the way we look at it, if your schedule says feed the chickens and you come out and the chickens come running to you and they give you all that positive feeling, you're more likely to follow the schedule because you get such feedback from the chickens.
The schoolhouse will accommodate 12 students to start expanding as the years progress, Bencha says.
We are still accepting applications for our fall school year. We're trying to find a good group of families and children that mix well. So we have a couple spots open, so give us a call if you have an interest.
Tuition is $12,000, payable in installments, with scholarships available in time.
We are currently also interviewing for support teachers. We need 2 support teachers with some special education experience, but most importantly, can you work with children and form a fantastic rapport? And do you like to be outside?
Bencha and Parker say they are fortunate to have found volunteer science instructor Bob Byers. This morning, he's busy building a STEAM lab on this campus. STEAM stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, Arts, and Math.
I've got a great set of plans. What I'm going to do is I'm going to incorporate the STEAM component into the existing curriculum so that we add an experiential component on top of the already solid curriculum that they have developed.
Byers and his wife, Susie, are among the school's founding families. They have a daughter with dyslexia who will attend Clover School.
And that's what the focus of this school is to accommodate kids that learn differently. So when I listen to their vision and how they plan to operate this place, my wife and I were just enthralled.
We leave Mr. Byers to his STEAM lab and enter what is presently a spacious 2-car garage.
This will be a multi-purpose room, so we intend to do yoga, mindfulness in here, also art classes, and just being able to open these big doors, we can have indoor-outdoor activities and classroom time.
The estate comes with a working farm truck called Tommy, the truck, and the schoolhouse is situated in a real house.
As you can see, this building is also under construction, but this will be our main classroom building.
Kimberly Parker says she's grateful to educators, parents, donors, children, even a local banker who've come forward to make Clover Community School happen.
We took a long time to come up with our name, and we really, really wanted community in the name front and center because we feel that some of these kids don't have community because they've been outcast or they don't always fit in, and we want this to be their space. We want it to be the most amazing school that they get to invite other people to come to. We want them to have classmates that love them and accept them and appreciate them, and then also to get out into the greater community and just show how awesome they really are. So I think it's important to emphasize that.
Clover Community School, which will operate on Bentonville's public school district calendar, opens August 20th. The Guineas will soon have a troop of youngsters to boss around. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
We have links to many of our stories, like this one, at ozarksatlarge.com. And you can also subscribe to Ozarks at Large as a free podcast through services like iTunes and Stitcher.